More than 170,000 square miles of U.S. Marine and Great Lakes waters are preserved through National Marine Sanctuaries. There are 14 of them scattered around the country, from Washington State to the Florida Keys and from Lake Huron to American Samoa. Dr. Sylvia Earle calls these areas hope spots as they promote responsible, sustainable behaviors that ensure the health of our most valued ocean habitats. Explorer, filmmaker, and diver Celine Cousteau, the granddaughter of Jacques-Yves Cousteau, has had the rare opportunity to visit all of these special aquatic places. We're thrilled to have her here today with us to share what she's seen and learned through her travels. Thanks for joining us, Celine.
My pleasure, John.
Tell us a bit about these protected areas. What makes them unique?
Well, each one of these marine sanctuaries has been designated as such because of their unique biodiversity, perhaps because of animals that migrate through or exist in those places. And they are really an example of what we can do to protect the marine ecosystem, creating, as you call them, and as Dr. Sylvia Earle calls them, hope spots, is really about creating a larger idea of marine protected areas around the world, which not only benefits the marine ecosystem, but ourselves as well.
Mm-hmm. What's one of your most memorable experiences in your visits to the National Marine Sanctuaries?
There's actually been quite a few of them, but one that really stands out is in the Hawaii National Marine Sanctuary. We were able to dive with humpback whales, and they were there to mate and calve. So because we were working with scientists, we had permits to be able to approach them closer than the average citizen is able to do. We got in the water with four males that were courting a female. There was a singer. So the entire time we were in the water, he was just emoting this absolutely beautiful love song to the female. And when you have that kind of interaction and you see eye to eye with a whale, it really gives you an absolutely incredible perspective of how small we are. And I think that's something we can all benefit from.
Well, what about challenges? I know there are challenges facing them. How would you characterize some of those challenges?
I see one of the big challenges is the governance of marine protected areas. It's one thing to have a marine protected area designated as such on paper, but if there's not the proper governance to oversee the protection of the area, it's very easy to poach illegally. You have examples all around the world. One example is Cocos Island off the coast of Costa Rica, which even though it's a protected area because of its isolation and how few people there are and resources, illegal fisheries come in and decimate on a regular basis. So if a protected area is created, it really needs to be done with a plan looking far ahead into how we're going to continue to monitor that area.
I know part of the purpose for National Marine Sanctuaries is to preserve historically significant shipwrecks. Have you had a chance to visit and explore any of these, and what makes them worth protecting?
One example is in the Dry Tortugas Marine Reserve. We were there filming an aggregation of Goliath grouper right around a shipwreck. They use it for a safe haven, essentially. So to be able to look at shipwrecks as a place that deserve protection is about protecting all the species that use those shipwrecks essentially as a home.
Do we need more MPAs, more protected areas?
Of course we do. You know, with just over 2% of our water system that's actually protected, that's so little considering that 70% of our planet is covered with water. So we need to think bigger.
Well, thank you very much, Celine. To learn more about National Marine Sanctuaries and how you can nominate an area for recognition, visit aqua.org/ablueview. A Blue View is produced by the National Aquarium for WYPR. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.